SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New York Appeals Court has agreed to hold off collection of former President Trump's $454 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up $175 million bond within 10 days.
If Mr. Trump complies, it'll stop the clock on collection and prevent the state from seizing his assets while he appeals. The development came just before New York Attorney General Letitia James was expected to initiate efforts to collect the judgment. Mr. Trump's lawyers had pleaded for a state appeals court to halt collection, claiming it was a, quote, practical impossibility to get an underwriter to sign off on a bond for such a large sum.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House, now a New York judge presiding over Mr. Trump's hush money case, scolding the former president lawyers as he has rescheduled that trial for April 15th. Also, at SRNNews.com, Israel releasing a statement highlighting its recent raid in Gaza.
Israeli military says it's killed more than 170 militants and detained about 480 suspects in the raid on Shifa Hospital that began a week ago, calling it a blow to Hamas and other armed groups, it says, had regrouped there as the war nears the six-month mark. Karim Ayman Hafat, who lived in a five-story building near the hospital, says he huddled in the kitchen for days while explosions sometimes caused the building to shake. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United Nations Security Council this morning demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. abstained on the resolution, which also demanded the release of all hostages. In the meantime, reaction to that vote, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled a diplomatic delegation's visit to Washington. This is SRN News. Democrats want a new national holiday.
Legislation has been introduced on Capitol Hill that would establish March 10th as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day, sponsored by Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts. The measure would, quote, celebrate the courage, compassion, and high-quality care that abortion providers offer to families across the U.S. The bill, which is unlikely to pass, is being described as a Democratic election year stunt. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Stark example of China's persecution of Christians. A pastor released from prison after 7 years, but finds himself unable to access even the most basic services because his government identification has been permanently revoked. Pastor John Cao was arrested in 2017 while returning from a missionary trip in Myanmar. This is SRN News. Artificial intelligence chatbots intended to help the folks who have trouble with mental health, especially for youth, but are they working?
A growing number of AI chatbots are being pitched as a way to address the recent mental health crisis among teens and young adults. Free apps like EarKit can discuss complex emotional problems, but experts disagree about whether these chatbots are delivering a mental health service or are simply a new form of self-help. Apps that diagnose or treat mental health disorders are subject to federal regulation. Currently, none of the apps offered for free download have been approved to treat depression, anxiety, and other disorders. I'm Julie Walker.
And heavy losses so far today on Wall Street. More details at SRNNews.com.